Thanks for tuning in to the Toronto Indie Scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's emerging music scene. We're breaking from decorum. We're going to review the Hillside Music Festival in Guelph, Ontario. We're going to preview the MQ Music Fest at Phoenix Concert Theatre August 19th. Live at IndieCan later, but first, some friends of IndieCan that we just haven't seen in too long. This is The Outfit with Anything Anywhere.
Hi, this is Mo Berg, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, I've fallen down, but I can get up. Everyone in this fucking town can get the back up.
I want. Hi, this is John Niskanen from Sunday Night Cruise, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
This is Nathan from Sunday Night Cruise, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
So, Sunday Night Cruise, how's the tour going so far?
The tour's been a blast. Been a lot of work, but we've been having awesome response for our new EP.
So it's moving. You're moving some units?
Yeah, the shows haven't been too huge, but we've been doing pretty well if you consider percentage-wise,
I think. The people who have come out have been really supportive. So.
Yeah, you're moving people.
Yeah, they want to see the night. Yeah.
Now, you're from a small town or a smaller town, Thunder Bay, Ontario. Now, I mean, it may be all you know, but what's unique about being a band from a small town? I guess you can't take your local crowd for granted. That'd be one thing.
No, that's for sure. I don't know. Sometimes, I guess, in terms of being a band, you just get a lot more surprise when you show up somewhere, and if someone's impressed with you, they're just kind of like,
"How did you pull that off?" Yeah, coming from Hickville,
from Thunder Bay. Who plays good music in Thunder Bay?
So expectations are low when you walk in the door.
It seems like it.
It seems like it. Makes it a lot easier to please, I guess.
Yeah, may work in our favor, actually. I don't know.
Now, but, sorry, I would like to disclaim, though, there are a lot of decent bands in Thunder Bay, so.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, if you don't play hockey, you know, you're going to write
music.
Well,
I play hockey.
Yeah, that's true.
You almost have to do both.
Yeah, if you don't know how to skate in Thunder Bay, you got a problem, even if you're a girl.
Like our drummer.
Dean. Doesn't know how to skate.
No.
No kidding.
Not that we're
bashing
him.
Really.
Not so much ashamed,
you know,
as a surprise.
He makes up for it. He really is an excellent musician. So.
Yeah.
So what's been your favorite gig so far?
On this tour?
Yeah.
Actually, I really had a blast in Orillia, and we only played for a small crowd, maybe 20 people, and it just seemed like all the right people came out. Instead of having just a crowd of other bands' fans, it was just people there wanted to see us, enjoyed the music immensely.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of support that night too.
Yeah, that's true.
I like sales, that. And that was cool. Helps put gas in our bus.
Diesel,
sorry.
Is this the
that is
tour bus?
The infamous King Solomon.
Yeah. So what year is this a particular model?
93.
Yeah.
It's a 93. How many clicks do you have on it so far?
About 350. 350, yeah.
Yeah. I think we bought it with 330 or something.
Yeah, they say that the diesels, they're pretty good. They should last to at least 500,000, maybe 750,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We plan on testing that theory.
Yeah.
At least that's what the guy who sold it to you told me.
Yeah. Well, we treat it
It'll
well.
Go forever.
And so you live in it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, when we're on the road, we do.
Yeah.
Which is nice, because a lot of bands you see, they'll fork out a lot of money for a 15-passenger van and trailer, but they're still looking for a place to stay every night.
That's right.
And I mean, I can wake up and make my coffee if I wanted. I don't drink,
coffee,
but I could.
I mean, you do all right for MySpace friends, don't you?
Yeah, MySpace is a huge help, and I think that's helped even some of our online sales. We get some random sales.
Japan.
We've
sold like 10 CDs in Japan.
Yeah, oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think digital it's just downloads, or do they order them?
They order from CD Baby.
Yeah. Basically, MySpace is a tool, and every band should use it.
We exploit it.
Yeah, why not?
It's out there. And
success has relied on making friends with people and just kind of nurturing those relationships, like not just taking from people that are helping you, but trying to give something back to them too.
That's a good attitude. I suppose being from a smaller town, it's even more important for you.
Definitely. You know, at our EP release, we had a turnout of about 250 plus people, and we sold that many tickets ourselves, just people that we knew, people that just wanted to support us because mainly of who we are above our music. A lot of them hadn't even heard our stuff before. So
now, being from a small town, does local radio support you? Do they help out?
They do, actually.
Yeah, they do.
Some.
That's a qualified yeah, they do.
Some more than others.
Some more than others, yeah. There's the always awesome independent radio, which definitely supports us.
The university radio and stuff like that.
And then
Lakehead,
exactly.
And then, yeah, and actually a little bit now, the commercial station in town has started playing us once a week on their off-the-grid show.
Yeah,
they call
like
it.
An independent alternative.
Okay, so they do an hour that isn't devoted to
just top 40. Yeah, exactly.
Advertisers.
Yeah, exactly. Gotta get that 1 hour.
Wake up, start another day, play another show, roll. Roll into another town with the window down, unload. Set up, moving along, tweak another song, more groove. Let's talk, now we're gonna rock. Come alive and shout to the next town. The roadside slide by as it cruise down. The main streets and avenues of your hometown. We ring the big sound, now we're gonna throw it down. Come alive and shout to the next town. The roadside slide by as it cruise down. The main streets and avenues of your hometown. We ring the big sound, now we're gonna throw it down. You'll see it's blue on the
Hi, I'm Diane Foy from Skylar Entertainment, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
Hi, I'm Diane Foy from Skylar Entertainment, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
Oh, I like her voice. It's sexy.
Hi, it's Diane Foy from Skylar Entertainment, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene.
We
just finished there with The Tale of Two Minks. We just heard Toronto's Mink, M-I-N-Q-U-E, which goes way back to episode 3. That was a song called Adore. And before that, New York City's Mink, who's on tour now, and they're going to be in Toronto and Montreal. So depending when you're listening to this episode, you might have a chance to see them really soon. Thanks to Diane Foy for bringing that to our attention. Fidget was before that. Fidget is going to be part of the MQ Music Fest at the Phoenix Concert Theater, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more. Before that, I introduced you to a band from Thunder Bay called Sunday Night Cruise. And we opened up with The Clicks and The Outfit, both of which, if you were at South by Southwest, you may have had a chance to see. They were both in Austin from Toronto. And Mo Berg produced The Clicks, and he was here to say hello, so to speak. The Hillside Music Festival has become so popular that within a day of tickets becoming available, they're sold out long before there's a complete announcement of who's going to be performing. Just the expectations are always high and they're always met. And this year was absolutely fabulous. There was Emily Haynes of Metric. If you remember Death from Above 1979, Sebastian Granger has a new act called Du Montaigne. He was there. Mother Mother and Immaculate Machine from Vancouver. From the East Coast, there was 2 hours traffic. There was in-flight safety. A bunch of great local acts from Ontario. Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. Ron Sexsmith. The Golden Dogs. I mean, I'm ashamed of the names I'm forgetting. But the really cool thing is how it's presented. Not only do they have their own showcase, but they mix and match. They'll throw several bandmates up with two other groups of bands, and you might have four, you might have 11 musicians all on stage. And I'm certainly glad that you do tune in to get a dose of great culture and music, but you really got to get out there. Magic things happen in a live setting. That's a lot of why we do live at IndieCan. And you can miss a lot. And for instance, to see Ron Sexsmith and Blackie and the Rodeo Kings and a bunch of other great musicians jamming out the night they drove Old Dixie down. I mean, that was just fabulous. There was just a number of great experiences like that. I'm going to be bringing you some of the music from Hillside. And next week, we have, as our Live at IndieCan guest, Mother Mother. You've always heard people come and say, I got this new band, you're going to love them. They're unlike anything you've ever heard. Well, I found a band, and I'm not the first to find them, that's for sure, that sound like nothing you've never heard. Mother Mother sounds like Other Other. They are fabulous, and I will completely refund your money if you don't fall in love with them. So I'm looking forward to that. Now let's talk about something that if depending when you heard this, you might not have missed, and that is the MQ, which is Metal Queen Music Fest at Phoenix. It's on Sunday, the 19th of August. If you go to our website, www.indiecan.com, we'll take you to a list of everybody that's playing there.
Hey, this is Sean Kelly from Crash Kelly. You're listening to IndieCan Radio, and this is called Ride the Wire. Give me action.
Give me electric satisfaction. Give me a chemical reaction. For my lifelong distraction. I got an alcoholic sister. I hate the men that can't resist her. I hate the way they try to twist her. Into their potty, they'll twist her. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Okay, you guys just came off the road with Alice Cooper. That must have been quite exciting for you, being as he is, as I understand, one of the inspirations for the some of the songwriting and that sort of thing. Tell us a little bit about what it was like to have some big audience and what challenges there are. How is that different than playing for your local crowd in Toronto?
Well, I'll answer the first part of the question. Opening up for Alice Cooper was really... Like, for me, it was a culmination of my teenage fantasies, because not only was he a huge influence on my songwriting, I mean, I always admired the guy's performance, aesthetic. Everything about him is legendary. And so for us to actually get a chance to play with someone who's influenced us all was very exciting. And in fact, I actually wrote a song on Penny Pills in tribute to him, our first album called Love Me Electric. So to get to play that song in an arena setting, opening for Alice Cooper on that same stage with that guillotine behind me was very, very cool. And as far as playing the big stages, well, I mean, there's a lot more distance between the band members than we were used to. But I really felt like, you know, the music was being played in its proper environment. I mean, the music is designed to be played in an arena rock setting, and we actually, you know, got to get out there and present it. So it felt great. It felt natural. I mean, it was a great opportunity, because even though we were playing in a big arena setting, it's still very grassroots. I mean, we're fighting the battle for rock and roll here. And I mean, as we all know, rock and roll, what I consider to be rock and roll is not necessarily the flavor of the month, right? So what we're just trying to do is just keep spreading the rock and roll gospel, basically, you know, and just sometimes the pulpit's bigger.
Okay, now let's. That's where we're at now. Let's go right back to the beginning. I want each of you to tell our listeners a little bit about where you got started in the music business and how you found your way to Crash Kelly. Jordan, you come from Winnipeg, and you were talking a little bit about the Winnipeg scene.
I do. I come from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I was very involved in the kind of late 80s, early 90s, kind of hardcore and post-hardcore kind of alternative music scene there, which was kind of thriving. Some bands like Propagandy and the Weaker Thens and the Watchmen all came out of that scene and did very well. So it was a very good place to be, and a lot of music happening, and a big community that was really a tight community. And when I moved to Toronto about 10 years ago, I kind of brought that attitude and that mentality with me, and kept playing, and met Sean working at a record store here when I first moved here. And we started playing in bands, I think three previous to this one, and just hanging out and being around the scene, playing with a lot of different musicians and building kind of our own version of a small community within the big community that is kind of the Toronto scene. So when it came time to kind of put a lineup together to go down to the States and tour and make this new record, and Sean called me to get in, I was, without hesitation, kind of hooked back up again and took the opportunity to do it again with the with my friends and the guys I'd been playing with and hanging out with since I moved here. So it's been a good fit that way, and we keep doing what we're doing.
And Alistair, where did you get your start, and how did you get hooked up with these jokers?
Well, I first moved to Toronto from the suburbs a long time ago, and one of the first people I met in university was Sean, and he came into my residence room and saw I had an amp and decided I must be a guitar player, which wasn't exactly true at the time. He got me into my first band.
It was a toaster, actually. I'm not good with gear.
He actually got me my first gig in a band that I then played with for 6 years in the 1990s with mixed degrees of success. And we never actually played together until we'd known each other for a long time, and we'd sort of watched each other's bands play for forever. And when he was forming Crash Kelly in late 2002, he said, "Well, you want to help me out with my new side project?" And so I said, sure, and then it sort of started blossoming. It took us places that we didn't expect, and here we are today.
Quite a side project.
Yeah.
And Kevin, this isn't the first band you've held the rhythm section to.
No, first real band. But I toyed around in bands for years when I was a teenager, and then sort of got into a scene in the... probably the early 90s, which was called the Orange Alert scene, and it was Mark Holmes was the sort of father of the whole project. He was the granddaddy of the whole thing, and it was good for getting bands that really had no recognition, getting a name out there, because there was somebody behind the projects that was putting credibility into them. So I got into playing with a band called The Conscience Pilot, and that's where I met Sean, and ever since then we've been friends, and I moved on to Robin Black, but kept in touch with Sean and got out of playing for a bit, and told Sean whenever he needed somebody to play drums for him, if that position ever came up, that I'd be more than happy to jump in there. So it was a great opportunity for me, and by what's happened so far, it wasn't the wrong decision.
Not at all. And where did you get your start, Sean?
In music or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in terms of the Toronto scene, I moved here when I was 18 to study guitar at university. I guess my first sort of break came when I hooked up with Dale Martindale from Images in Vogue, and we formed a band called 69 Duster and moved it out to Vancouver, then decided that the Toronto scene, that seemed like all the industry was here, came back, and, you know, I played with a whole bunch of bands. I did a lot of session work, but I really felt that there was more I wanted to be doing, and I really wanted to, you know, have a vehicle for my songs that I wrote purely in this 70s rock vein. So that's how Crash Kelly came about. And, you know, basically it's been an amazing vehicle for me to have a purely unfettered vehicle for writing the music I want to. And I don't have to compromise in any way, shape, or form. And it's really quite rewarding.
How about something off the first Crash Kelly record?
All right. Well, we'll give you the song that I wrote in tribute to Alice Cooper, since we were talking about Alice. It's a little something called Love Me Electric.
Let's have a listen.
Hanging down from every school girl's locker, glitter on their face. One, two, one, two.
Bosco P from the Festivalize, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
To go bowling with you. Well, all right now!
Time.
at the Silver Dollar in Toronto on the 14th of July. That was just a great show. There were super bands from coast to coast. In fact, tonight there was a great showcase there, which included the Dress Whites, which I was here, so I wasn't there, and it's unfortunate I missed that. But that was a great show, and I hope you enjoyed that music. And before that, we had a little taste of Hillside. We had Blackie and the Rodeo Kings from Let's Frolic Again. We had the Golden Dogs from their, I believe it's their debut record. Two great True North Records bands, and man, I'm just crazy about them. And before that was High Voltage. And High Voltage is also playing. They're 17 years old. At North by Northeast, they had to leave their grad to go perform their showcase. And Sean Kelly of Crash Kelly is actually working with them in a production capacity. So that's that. Now, we got on a bit of a bowling theme thanks to the Vestalones. I'm looking forward to next week. More about Hillside, some of the great world music that was there, some of the great local music that was there. But we're going to go out with Ember Swift, a great indie success story. And this is her song, Ten Pin. Just so you know, Vestalones, you're not the only band that can add a little innuendo to the great game of bowling.
I go it, go away, uh-huh. 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 The gig was so bad, I felt like flight attendant giving a safety demonstration. No one looked in my way, no one came here to watch me play. But that's okay, it's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I packed up my guitar, headed for the nearest bowling alley. Oh, 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 you better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. 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 So I checked into a hotel with a midsection of the bedside, like an old man put out to pasture. And you know, does not really matter with what words he said, just sometimes it's time to be the student, life the master. Packed up all my clothes, headed for the road again. Oh, no, you better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away, go away, uh-huh. I go away. Gig wasn't half bad, I felt like a flight attendant going up and down the aisle with free food and drinks. And everyone looked in my way, there was no need to pay. It's all the same, it's all the same. We focus on the destination, forget to be entertained by the journey. And so I packed up my guitar, headed for the nearest bowling alley. Oh, you know it, baby, you better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide, 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 wide. You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. Don't you know it, baby? You better make a ten pin. I'll put my fingers in, I like the holes wide. I go away, go away, uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to Toronto Indie Scene, an IndieCan Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com. Side.